The number of immigrants becoming American citizens is on the rise. In Charlotte and across the country, applications for citizenship have spiked as the election approaches, according to federal data. That's not unusual in presidential election years, but in North Carolina, the increases are in fact the continuation of a trend that started 5 years ago. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk explores what's driving more immigrants to become Americans.
After nearly 35 years in the U.S., Long Lee finalized his application for U.S. citizenship this month. The immigrant from Laos is clear about his motivation.
I understand that there's benefits to becoming an American. Most important is to vote, to pick out the right person to run for the job. That's most important to me.
You hear that again and again at citizenship workshops in North Carolina, whether they're focused on Southeast Asians or Latin Americans.
I want to make my vote this year.
Patricia Torres is from Colombia. Volunteers with the Latin American Coalition helped her and about 30 others finish their applications at a church in East Charlotte recently.
We're going to just take a look at your forms, go through what the process is, and make sure you have everything.
Okay.
While it takes 5 years of residency before you can apply for citizenship, once you do, the process is pretty fast. It can take as little as 4 months. Nationwide, applications are up about 15% over the most recent 6 months compared to the same period a year ago, according to federal data. Applications are up in Charlotte and Raleigh as well. Torres has her own theory for why that is: anti-immigrant rhetoric among some presidential candidates.
Especially Trump, yes. I really don't agree with what he say. And I really want to make my vote that he don't be president.
Donald Trump has described Mexican immigrants as rapists, called for a ban on Muslims entering the U.S., and vowed to greatly expand deportations. His candidacy certainly could be a factor in applications increasing, but researchers point out there have been spikes around other presidential elections, and it's too early to tell how this one stacks up. In North Carolina, naturalizations have been trending up since 2010. Melissa Rogers is director of the New Americans Campaign, a national coalition of religious organizations, businesses, and advocacy groups.
We're working with lawful permanent residents, meaning green card holders who are eligible to become U.S. citizens.
They have to demonstrate they can read, write, and speak English, as well as pass a basic test on U.S. history and government. The New Americans Campaign launched in 2011 and focuses on Charlotte and 17 other cities nationwide. The Naleo Educational Fund has also stepped up citizenship services. The fund's Juliana Cabrales says they're making progress in cities, but rural areas are a bigger challenge.
We do work in Florida, Texas, New York State, and California. And yeah, we're located in most of the metro areas. But as we move away from the center, the downtowns, and the central locations, it's harder and harder to get services and help people.
That leads to another reason more people are becoming Americans: better outreach. Immigrants walked up a winding gravel driveway in the countryside of Morganton a few weeks ago. They were heading to a barn where the Southeast Asian Coalition hosted a citizenship workshop. A volunteer speaks Hmong with Vu Yang, who lives in a tiny town about 20 minutes away. There's a large Hmong community around Hickory, mostly from Laos and Thailand. Yang came to America in 1980. There's a simple reason it's taken him decades to start this process.
The situation is we just don't know exactly how we can find a program or the citizenship, and that's why we just don't know what to do, so we just wait until now.
Yang was among about 25 immigrants who came to this workshop. Ong Vang coordinated it for the Southeast Asian Coalition. She's Hmong herself and says there's widespread interest in citizenship.
It's just a trust issue and then just the lack of resources.
She says volunteers spread the word by setting up at a flea market, making phone calls, and even knocking on doors. But as efforts like those increase, and citizenship along with them, about a third of eligible immigrants nationwide still haven't become citizens, according to the Pew Research Center. The exact percentage varies by country of origin, with Mexico having the lowest percentage of immigrants turned Americans. In Charlotte, Maritza Solano hears why through her work at the Latin American Coalition.
Usually, the main reason is the language barrier and also the financial situation.
The fee to become a citizen is $680, and some people end up paying lawyers $1,000 to $2,000 for help with the application. Solano says many immigrants don't realize they can avoid those costs by taking advantage of free services and fee waivers. That's what Jorge Beltran did. He lives in Huntersville and fits into another category of motivated immigrants, those with trouble back home.
After I retired in Venezuela, the situation, economical and political situation in our country was getting worse and worse and worse. Even the personal security is terrible down there. You know when you leave your house, but you don't know if you return to your house. And I decided if I'm this old, I don't want to lose my life.
Beltran has a sense of humor about it, but is serious about protecting his family. His wife and four children have all become U.S. citizens. There are also immigrants motivated by trouble here. Henry Morello is a Colombian who became a citizen last year.
And as soon as I can do it, I say I had to be a citizen, because we see a lot of problems here inside of the country with immigrants.
Morello hasn't had much trouble himself. He had a green card before becoming a citizen, but he has friends who are in the country illegally, and he says they live with poor job opportunities and constant fear of police and deportation. Now that he's a citizen, Morello wants to do what he can to change that, starting at the voting booth. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.